is my name is Sharier, and I'll be talking about high resolution cotton fiber length and maturity measurements using image analysis. I'm a graduate student of electrical engineering doing master's at Texas Tech, and my area of concentration is image processing. The objective of my presentation would be to discuss a new prototype semi-automatic image analysis system that is capable of simultaneous measurement of cotton fiber length and maturity. And most of these measurements and computations will be done in real time, that is under a few seconds. And for that, what we have done is that we have converted many of our existing algorithms from MATLAB environment to C++, and I have been the primary software developer for doing that. The measurements for our length are accurate and are repeatable, and our system is also designed to be very easy to use. But before I go to the new system, let me talk about the work we did last year and what we presented last year at Beltwide. Last year, we presented our cotton fiber length algorithm and the validation of the results on 20 cotton samples, each of which consisted of 500 fibers, for a total of 10,000 fibers. The system used a regular flatbed scanner and executed the length algorithm that we showed in the MATLAB environment. The proposed image analysis system solves the problem of bias due to crimp in APHIS. So this year, what we're going to do is we're going to develop a new system that is going to offer higher resolution, and the higher resolution is designed primarily for the maturity component of the system. This system will also use a backlight illumination technique so that you can see the translucence of the fiber, and it will also execute things very fast. The system specifications are as follows. It uses an 8K line scan grayscale camera, which can operate in dual bit, 8-bit, or 10-bit. What the line scan basically means is that the image for the fiber is developed one line at a time. It also uses a fixed 5X optical lens system, and together with the first two steps, it eventually results in a high-resolution image, and the resolution that we're getting out of the system is 1 micron per pixel. We're also using two lighting systems. We're using a backlighting system, which is diffused backlighting, and we're also using a ring front lighting system. The capture speed for the camera is 1,000 lines per second, and the speed at which the data goes from the camera to the computer is 8 megabytes per second. So the images that are going to the computer tend to be very large. It's like each 150 megabyte. As you can imagine, that's fairly large. This is a picture of the system that we put together, and I have been the system developer for this, both hardware and software. As you can see, the camera is on the very top, and we have the lens system, the two lens here, and we have a front light and a back light. Now, if you notice, the back light is actually attached to the stage, and the stage moves under the camera, and this fiber is placed in between two glass slides. I'm going to show in the next how that is done. And these two illuminators are used to produce the light, and these lights are carried to the front light and back light using these optical cables. The sample preparation is as follows. The first thing we do is we calibrate the camera, because due to minor changes in the environment, the camera could go out of focus. So we calibrate the camera for good focus of the fiber. Then what we do is we pick a few fibers, and we do this using a tweezer. We place the fibers between two glass slides, and then we place the glass slides onto the stage, as you can see on this image. The fibers are placed between the glass slide, and then we just put it under here. This is a sample image that is obtained from the system. Now, this is a raw image, and it has been cropped so that it can fit into this particular screen. If you zoom into this and do a little image enhancement, you will get this particular image on the top right corner, this one. As you can see from this, the fiber width tends to vary along the length of the fiber. Now, this is a longitudinal image, so in this particular image, I found out that the width varies anywhere between 10 microns to 10 to 30 microns, and since one micron is represented by one pixel, in this image the width varies from 10 pixels to 30 pixels. So also in this particular image, you can see that there are characteristic dark and light bands, and this is for a mature fiber, and these dark and light bands tend to occur, or they're more prone where the fiber undergoes a particular twist, right over here, for example, and here. and these convolutions are observed all along the length of the fiber. Now I'm going to talk about the algorithm flowchart. Now this is for both the maturity and the length combined in one system. We get one image from the camera. What we do is, for the lens system, we don't need as much higher resolution. So what we do is we downsample the image to more reasonable size. This allows us to process the image much more efficiently. That's what we downsample it and then pass it to the length algorithm. The length algorithm outputs two different things. It outputs the fiber length, which we want, and also outputs the position of the fiber. The position of the fiber is a very important output because we use that and upsample that position of the fiber and pass it to the maturity algorithm. The maturity algorithm, as you can see, operates on the raw image coming from the camera. Now, this is a very big image. Together with the image and the position coming in, the maturity algorithm is executed, and that outputs three different features. These different features will be used to assess a fiber maturity. These features are the fiber widths, the convolutions, per unit length, and the intensity variations of the fiber. First, I'll talk about the length algorithm and how it actually works, so that you can see how we can go from a raw image to a final length. The first step is to take a raw image. It's a resized grayscale image. We apply an image processing technique called local adaptive threshold. That gives us a binarized image. And as you can see, there's some spots here. And these are probably due to dust and other things. From the binarized image, we apply two different processes. The first process is noise removal. And in noise removal, we remove these tiny spots and whatever is not part of a fiber. As you can see, there are also things that could be added because of the processing, like this white region over here, which attached to the fiber. But as you will soon see, this will be removed by the steps as well. We do a process called medial axis transform. What it does is that it converts the fiber into something which is 1 pixel thick. Okay, and this has now been reduced to a bunch of branches called side branches. We call this image the medial axis image. It's not the final output. What we do next is we take this medial axis image and we remove all these extraneous branches we don't want. We do it in a process called branch removal. That takes out all these short branches from the fiber, so that what we're ready to do now is to find the length of the fiber, or in this particular particular image, a section of the fiber from this from one end to the next. This is done in a process, and this is our own technique that we have developed in the past year and a half. It's called the adaptive control point selection technique, and I'm not going to go into the exact details into this. What it essentially does is that it divides the fiber into a bunch of sections, and these sections are done quite intelligently. These sections are shown by the crosses. The region between the crosses is like one section, and we fit a polynomial in each of these sections and find the length of the polynomial. So in essence, what happens is that to find the total length of the fiber, you're essentially dividing into a bunch of sections, doing polynomial fitting, finding the length of each section, and adding them all up to get the final length of the fiber. Now I'm going to go back and show you the algorithm flowchart. So we've got the fiber length, the position of the fiber, we upsample it, and we're ready to go into the maturity algorithm. The maturity algorithm starts off with the raw image. As you can see, it's not a very clear image. So what we do is we do a slight image enhancement. And the image enhanced, the enhanced image will look something like this. And from this, we have improved the contrast between the fiber and the background. What we do now is that we use the position of the fiber coming from a length algorithm. That position of the fiber is indicated by this white line. As you can see, this is more or less like the medial axis of the fiber. And it will basically pass through the center of the original image. What we do next is we establish profiles. We don't establish profiles from one edge of the fiber to the next. What we rather do is we establish long profiles, the length of which can be modified. Like these lines over here are called the profiles, and the length varies anywhere from 50 pixels to 100 pixels. These profiles are perpendicular to the medial axis of the fiber. And what we do is we find the change in the intensity along this profile. That is how we find the fiber width. We don't necessarily threshold the fiber because thresholding usually leads to overestimation or underestimation in the fiber width. This figure over here shows two different things. It first of all shows the image and the profile. This is the fiber. As you can see from here, this line, this red line over here is the profile, and this blue line in this particular figure is the change in the intensity, or the first derivative of the intensity. So what it essentially is that when you enter from the background to the fiber, there's this big jump in the profile. And when you exit the fiber and go back to the background, you see another jump in the graded intensity of the profile. What we do is we set two decision lines, and these decision lines are computed automatically. And wherever these decision lines intersect the gradient intensity image, we go down. We go down to the x-axis, and we find out how many pixels this encompasses. For example, in this one, it has like 29 pixels, and that corresponds directly to 29 microns as the width of the fiber. So we do this for like all the profiles along the length of the fiber, and we get something called the fiber width profile. And as you can see, it kind of like goes up and down. It goes down, goes up again, goes down. What we do is we find the mean width. So we have a bunch of widths now. We find the mean width, the median width, and we also find something called the 25 percentile width. Now this is found by putting all the widths together, sorting them in ascending order from the very small to the very, very big, and the 25th smallest width is then used as a line to decide where the convolution would occur. Now this is represented by this purple horizontal line over here. Now this basically shows the regions of the fiber which are potential convolution sites. For each one of these sites, we find the local minimum, and these are represented by the square regions. And then what we do is we find the distance between these square regions. This pretty much gives us the wavelength of the convolution site. If you do this for the entire length of the fiber and find out how many convolution sites exist in the entire fiber, we can find pretty much how many convolutions exist per unit length. From that, we can use that as a feature to assess maturity. In addition, we also use something called the translucence of the fiber, the transmittivity of the fiber to assess maturity. Now in this one, what happens is that for the immature fiber, as you can see from this particular image, more of the light is passing through the fiber. Like 75% of the light passes through the fiber, whereas in the mature image, only 56% of the original light has passed through the fiber. So there's inherently difference in the amount of light transmitted between mature and immature fibers. So the conclusion of this system is that our system is capable of doing length measurement precisely, directly, and also very accurately. The length algorithm has been validated last year. The maturity algorithm, the maturity measurement is based on changes in the fiber width, number of convolutions per unit length, and change the intensity. Now, this is still an ongoing project, we still haven't decided how we're going to combine these features or put weights to these features to finally come up with a number for maturity for a particular sample that we are measuring. In the near future, we intend to use this system to create a bivariate distribution of length and maturity. So the future work that is in 2008, we will be extending the work that we'll be doing. The maturity algorithm will be validated on a large number of cotton samples using some of the reference cotton material and the reference and the cross sections of these reference material. In addition, we intend to use more sophisticated technology to speed up our algorithms. The computational efficiency can be improved by something called a GPU. The GPU will parallelize our algorithms, so the length algorithm and the maturity algorithm can run together at the same time, hence delivering very fast results to us. That concludes my presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we still have 2-3 minutes, so do you have any questions?
Cautious.
I always try to do things as fast as possible. So as a developer, I already know the specs for our length algorithm. I'll kind of divide it up so that the length algorithm operates very fast, under a few seconds. Okay, and the maturity algorithm, we still haven't converted our maturity algorithm from MATLAB to C, so I cannot give you results up front. But right now in MATLAB, ours software, the software that we develop takes a minute or two to do. So once we are optimized, hopefully we can do it much faster, and we intend to use a GPU for that as well. So hopefully still a few seconds, or maybe tens of seconds, but not a minute.